SB 77, the latest attempt to expand Medicaid in Utah, was sent by the state Senate to a committee for further review on Thursday, with the hope that the legislation will be acceptable to legislative Republicans. The bill would give Governor Gary Herbert more leeway in talks with the federal government on funding. Senate Minority Leader Gene Davis says that SB 77 will allow Utah to receive a return on its investment in health care.
Healthy Utah was designed to take the first 2 years of free dollars coming under the Affordable Care Act for Medicaid expansion. Those 2 years are gone now. However, SB 77 does give the governor the ability to negotiate with the feds for full Medicaid expansion in the state of Utah. It would cost us $51 million a year to do that. But in return, we have a net gain of $344 million in return.
The bill stipulates that Medicaid expansion would be repealed if the federal government decreases funding from the rates set out in the ACA. Davis says that there is still a philosophical hill to climb regarding health care access.
You know, there's a philosophy here in the state of Utah. It's part of our culture, really, to be self-sufficient. And there are so many people that look at people on the lower end of the spectrum and they just say they're just lazy. Once again, it comes back to the human condition that that's not true. And if they end up on the lower end of that income spectrum, they should have the help, at least the access to health care. Health care is a right, it's not a privilege.
SB 77 is currently being considered by the Senate Judiciary, Law Enforcement, and Criminal Justice Committee. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.